The month is ending. The week is ending. It's Friday. Mara Davis has returned with a list of concert suggestions firmly in her grasp.
Always, I'm grasping the music and bringing it to you, Steve. It is my pleasure, as always. And this first show was one that you brought to my attention. You know, it's a big deal when an email comes into the box and it's from Steve Goss. You need to know about Josh Hardy. And Josh Hardy's playing with Donna Hopkins at Steve's Live Music in Sandy Springs. And you turned me on to him. I think he's great.
Josh Hardy is a guy from North Dakota, grew up outside of Fargo, and he's one of these, I guess you could say, Americana, folky, singer-songwriter, guitarist guys, and the stories are really good. I mean, he weaves into all these stories about growing up in North Dakota and his dad and the two jobs his dad had, and I don't want to give too much away because it's really an entertaining show.
But time's got a way of making itself a little bit harder on everyone else, but I don't know why.
That's Josh Hardy and Donna Hopkins at Steve's Live Music.
Another band that you previewed back around New Year's, not to miss in 2014. The weekend has arrived. The Carolina Chocolate Drops are in town.
Yeah, you know, Steve, there's so much fun, and I think the First Center for the Arts at Georgia Tech is a beautiful venue. There isn't a bad seat in the house, and they're a lot of fun to see. All kinds of strings, but it's sort of a throwback. You're feeling a little bit of ragtime, bluegrass, country.
My lead was scheming. I was beaming in his beamer, just a beaming. I can't believe that I caught my man cheating, so I found another way to make it pay for it all.
Jug band music, including banjos and mandolins, and of course, bones. Someone's playing bones in the band as well.
That's Carolina Chocolate Drops at the First Center for the Arts.
To end the weekend, we're serving up a pink martini of sorts, are we not?
Can we have one together? Because that would be very good.
Let's do that.
So Sunday night at Symphony Hall, pink martini, 12 musicians from all around the world. So you could be feeling like you're listening to samba or French music. There's sort of a modern day urban orchestra. And it's a 12 piece. So you're looking at a big, big sound.
They've got a new album called Get Happy.
That's Pink Martini on Sunday night at Atlanta Symphony Hall.
Just get happy
about it now.